This is Bob Pliska at the Holy Mother of God Radio Ministry in Parkersville, West Virginia. Jeannie Donathan ran across an item that we think is something that you should consider. Jeannie, would you go ahead and reiterate what you were telling me?
This is from an article in the in an April edition of The Wanderer. God bless Father John Hollowell. When Father John Hollowell went to Mayo Clinic for brain scans after what doctors thought was a stroke, he received a shocking diagnosis. The scans revealed that instead of a stroke, he had a brain tumor. While it is a serious diagnosis, Hollowell, a priest of the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, said he believes the tumor was an answer to prayer. When the scandals of 2018 broke out, most of you know that they have affected me deeply, as they have most of the church, he wrote in his blog On This Rock. I prayed in 2018, he says, that if there was some suffering I could undertake on behalf of all the victims, some cross I could carry, I would welcome that. I feel like this is that cross, and I embrace it willingly. Hollowell was ordained in 2009 and serves as pastor of St. Paul the Apostle Parish in Greencastle, as well as pastor of Annunciation Parish in Brazil, Indiana. He is also the chaplain of DePauw University and Putnamville Correctional Facility. The plan for Hollowell's treatment involves the removal of the tumor via brain surgery and then both radiation and chemotherapy. Hollowell said that while his treatments will not be as harsh as those for some other kinds of cancer, he still wants to offer up each day of his recovery, chemotherapy and radiation, for victims of clergy abuse. I would love to have a list of victims of priestly abuse that I could pray for each day. I would like to dedicate each day of this recovery, chemo, radiation, to 5 to 10 victims, and I would like, if possible, to even write them a note, letting them know of my prayers for them, he said. He encouraged victims, or those who know of a victim, to write to him with the victim's name, with their permission, and with an address where he could send them a note when he prays for them. His email address is FatherJohnHollowell@gmail.com. Again, FatherJohnHollowell@gmail.com. He added that he would like to include in his prayers those victims who have been helped by the Survivors Network of those abused by priests, and asked that SNAP, which is Survivors Network of those abused by priests, send him names of victims for whom he can pray. Hollowell said that he was grateful for his many wonderful doctors at Mayo Clinic and elsewhere who have been part of his care thus far. Each person has played a key role in this process, and I am very thankful and amazed by the state of medicine in the U.S. in 2020, he said. Ultimately, the priest said he was very much at peace. Other than time in the hospital, the only effects of this tumor that I have had are 5 episodes of spasm/seizure that have each lasted 90 seconds. I also realize I am blessed to have uncovered it through this process versus finding out about the tumor down the road after it had grown more in size, he wrote. You will all be in my prayers as I pray daily for the salvation of all the souls who live and study within my parish boundaries, he added. May Our Lady of Lourdes watch over and intercede for all those who are sick or suffering in any way. And again, his email address is fatherjohnhollowell@gmail.com.
This is Bob Pliska at the Holy Mother of God Radio Ministry in Perkinsville, West Virginia. God be with you.